aktuelt i byen.
So, Lauren, very nice to meet you, first of all.
Thank you.
And I would like to ask you in the beginning here, you've been here today to Roskilde. How many times have you actually been here before when you came, after you become an ambassador here in Denmark?
You know, it's either 3 or 4 times.
And the other times you've been here, has it also been like an official visit where you've been shown around or...?
No. I think, if I remember correctly, the first time I came after becoming ambassador, I brought my grandchildren, 2 of my grandchildren, and I did make sort of an official visit to the Viking Museum because I had 2 grandsons. They were probably age 3 and 7 at the time, and they quite loved it. That was the only thing officially I did then. Then I came again with a different set of grandchildren, went to the cathedral. I've been here at least 3 times. I've been to the cathedral, I think, 3 times. So this maybe is my 4th visit to Roskilde since becoming ambassador. But usually I've come just as a private person.
Oh, I see, yeah. So you like the city also to have a walk, for example, in the streets and things
yes.
like that?
Yes. Yeah? Yeah. And I think the area around the cathedral and around here is very beautiful. And it's very... I feel sort of like I'm walking back in time, a few centuries walking around, so I like it very much.
But also to talk about, when you say you've got your family, your grandchildren has been here and everything, is it often that your relatives come here to Denmark to visit you?
My children and grandchildren come at least once a year. And they this year I'm having them all come together, but usually they come separately. My grandchildren love Denmark. My children have been here before I became ambassador. I brought them with me on one of my previous trips. So they know their Danish relatives because our Danish relatives have come to visit us in the United States and we've been here to visit a few times previously.
So also your Danish relatives, you said you got some relatives at Falster. Do you have other places as well or where do you have?
I do. I have relatives everywhere. Mostly.
Yeah. All around Denmark?
Mostly in Jutland.
Oh, Jutland. I see.
Yeah,
okay.
Morfar was from Ola, A-A-L-E, a little town west of Horsens.
Okay, very little. I don't really know it.
But. Yeah, of course not. But a lot of my relatives still live like in Silkeborg or Julesminna or Horsens or somewhere over there. And then one of them lives in a town that no American can say, down on Lolland, where you go take the ferry to... Exactly.
Okay. So you got relatives quite a lot of places here in Denmark.
I do.
Maybe to talk about, we had the privilege to meet the former ambassador here in Denmark, James P. Kane, when he was here. We met him at the embassy and made a portrait of him. He told us about his love of Denmark when he, for example, went on a bike trip through Denmark and wrote a book about it. Are you in the same feeling, like going out speaking with all the general public, or how do you feel about that when you go around Denmark?
Yes, one of my goals before I became ambassador, this is in my testimony to the United States Senate, is my goal of meeting as many Danes as possible in their own communities. So I have really made an effort to get out and about in Denmark. I probably have paid too little attention to this island, more in Jutland and in southern Jutland and in Lolland and in Bornholm. And of course, then you have Greenland and the Faroe Islands. But I very much look for opportunities to interact, of course, with mayors and people in the city council, with business people, but also with young people, because I would like... Denmark is an important friend and ally of the United States. Small country, adds value, great partner for the United States. I'd like that to continue for the next 20 years and the next 40 years. And so I like to meet with the young people because I think that's an important relationship to build.
But when you also say, for example, you meet mayors and business people, a very high-powered businessman, I would call him President Obama, have been here a couple of times, and I read that you know him a little bit. Have you met him when he came here?
Oh, yes. I came here, I was one of the, one of the first of his ambassadors to arrive in my host country because I knew he would probably come early on. He did. So I was here both times when President Obama came, but even before he came, his wife came, Michelle Obama came. And then during COP15, I had also Secretary Clinton and five other members of the cabinet, and now Secretary Clinton has been here again recently. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of very important Americans come here to visit. It's sad for me that they're here for such a short period of time and they only really get to go to Copenhagen. I know it's also sad for them. They would love to get out and see more of Denmark. But it's been wonderful having so many high-level Americans come to visit Denmark. But also, twice within less than a year, President Obama invited the Prime Minister of Denmark to the White House. So in March 2011, he invited Prime Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen. In February 2012, he invited Prime Minister Helle Thorning-Schmidt. I was at both of those meetings. They were wonderful meetings. They are mostly a discussion between the president and the prime minister with the rest of us sort of looking on. Of course, we talk to our principals ahead of time about what the topics are, but it's so, what a privilege it is for me to watch the dynamic between the leaders of our countries. And I also bring it up because you don't have to take my word then that Denmark is an important partner to the United States. You can take President Obama's word. He had the prime minister there twice in the year, and that's extraordinary.
Fantastic.
I think we have to have the final question.
Yes. So coming to the end, I'd just like to ask you, what about your summer plans? Are you thinking about, will you go to the Rebilfest in Jutland, 4th of July, on the American National Day?
That's a very wonderful question. Yes, I spend my summers in Denmark. I spend most of my time in Denmark, but I certainly try to spend the summers here because I think there is nothing more glorious than the Danish summer, although it's way too brief. But Rebild, this is the 100th anniversary of Rebild. Yeah. For a century, Denmark has had probably the largest 4th of July celebration outside the United States. Of course I will be there. I wouldn't miss it for anything.
Fantastic. And lovely meeting you, and all the best. Have a good summer.
Thank you. Thank
Thanks
you so
a lot.
Much.